Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're celebrating the birthday of our good buddy Jeffrey Zabar. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Happy birthday, Jeffrey.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's always a pleasure to spend it with my man, Jim.
20 years he's been hanging out with us, and we're celebrating his speed limit birthday. JeffreyZabar.com. Is that right, Jeff?
I have JeffZabar.com. I have GotWords.com. They both redirect to the same, my website, my copywriting page, ChiefHomeOfficer.com, and my latest adventure, roadtripmojo.com, which is all
about
hitting the road and doing music festivals and RVing and the like.
So welcome back. If you hadn't figured it out by now, you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm the host. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. So, Jeffrey, 30 years you've been in business. Me too, in this iteration. When you look back on how customers have changed, how expectations have changed. When I think about some of the events that have happened that have changed the way people do business and what they expect of me and when you think of that for yourself, what are your thoughts?
I think the biggest change that has happened on the customer side, at least as far as I'm concerned, as a copywriter, I'm in a different market than everyone's in their own little different market. So I can't say that I'm so different from others, except beyond the inherent difference of what I do. I think we've seen competition change, and I think we've seen where my product is, it's born of, 30 plus years experience as a writer. I'm now facing competition from, as they say, the Russians or, and I don't mean that in a political sense, but I mean,
right,
copywriting services can be found anywhere people are writing English, the Indian organizations, mm-hmm, meaning from India, provide copywriting services through online, through websites. And so they'll you give them the facts and they'll write copy for you. Give them keywords, they'll write copy for your website,
mm-hmm,
for a couple dollars, $10, $20, a product that I'm used to be charging, and my rate has gone up, but I may used to have written for $100 or hundreds or even thousands of dollars. People are now asking for $10, $50, $100 to pay for,
mm-hmm,
to write something like that.
Analog dollars to digital dimes, it's called.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? And I've not heard it put that way, but that's what I face.
But you've had to do what most small businesses have had to do, and you've done this, obviously, because you're staying in business. You've had to make sure that the people you did business with, that you tried to do business with, were people who wanted more than that, who wanted what I call the small business special sauce. That, if they wanted something for $10, they know they could do it, but yet they continue to call you because they want something more than that. There's a connection. There's a high touch there that they don't get with the other.
There's a value
that's
not born of money.
That's right.
Something like
that's
that.
Right.
I've got a client that I
and
work
and every
with
small business has to understand that, because every small business listening right now, Jeffrey, in their own way, in their own variation on that theme that you just described, every one of us have this same issue.
Right. Right. There's a client I work with, and we meet, and the gentleman who I work with at the client is in his 30s, and he's pretty sharp. But he's quick when we have our conversations. He's pretty quick to point out that he recognizes the experience that I bring and the
mm-hmm.
connections that I bring in
yep.
the marketplace
yep.
and the 30 years plus of doing this. He realizes the value and beyond saying, okay, that's why we pay you what we pay you, which
mm-hmm.
is more than they would pay some young Turk coming out of college or whatever. But he recognizes that comes along. And I think he recognizes from everyone he works with, I can't say that, but I would imagine with his awareness right. factor, his woke factor, as it right. were, of what others around him can bring, it's you know, it's fulfilling to have someone recognize that. And it also brings it to the point that I made a bid on a project a couple weeks ago, and that I was bidding to somebody who was taking it to their client. So I was providing mm-hmm. copy for a website. So yeah. I was working with the website developer. He said he blew my bid blew the client out of the water. I'm like, sorry. I said, I can't low bid on stuff like this.
Yeah.
He said, no, I understand. I go through it all the time. As a website designer, people want to lowball me all the time. I said, if he wants me to work, have him get back in touch with me. I'm more than happy to work with him.
Yeah.
You know, and that, you know, that's you ask in the previous
but you
segment,
have to,
you know,
you have
what have
to,
I learned?
But
what's
you're gonna
me working?
If you're going to stick to those guns, Jeffrey, as you well know, and as I've learned, and I'm this is the message I'm trying to get across to folks, you have to fish in certain ponds. You can't go after the phone book. You have to identify people. You have to do what I call higher quality prospecting. You have to hang out with people and in areas where there are people like the young man that you just mentioned a minute ago. You can't be brought. You can't those people who do it for $10. You know, their prospect base is the world. Yours is not, and most small businesses aren't that way. Most small businesses don't have to have 1,000 customers to be successful. So that's just I'll give you last thoughts before we go to the break.
Yeah, well, you know what? As I celebrate, you know, 55 years and this year 30 years of running a small business and being independent and being a 1099er, as I call it. I look back with no regrets on that part of my life, and it's been wonderful. It's been remarkable.
And you made it look good.
And
Jeffrey,
incredible.
Thank you for being here. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. Happy birthday, Jeff.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.